Hey guys, this is Dino Jalusic and you're watching CMS TV.
The name of the band? Thriller. The name of the tune or the CD is called Street Metal with Aiming for Freedom. That one going out by request to Jim Baldiff. That's a nice kick-ass tune.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
And just before that, we heard some classic Aerosmith with Young Lust or Now Working Dale. And for the third week in a row, three's the charm there, Sal. Finally got to hear your Firehouse, All She Wrote.
Oh, wow.
With the departed CJ Snare on the vocal.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, so anyway, that kind of wraps up that music break. So thank you for your request and sending in your requests and all that good stuff. I got more to get to, but if you want to get one in, request at theclassicmetalshow.com.
Right.
All right. All right. So I figure you probably have this segment well in hand, especially in light of everything that's, taken place in the music world. Our second segment typically features these newer things that have been happening in the world of classic metal or music. Mm-hmm. And, so I'll let you lead the charge.
All right. Well, let's see. I guess it would be easy to start with the Motley Crue.
Yeah, but that's
so I'm not going to do that.
That's the crescendo. You fucks are just going to have to wait.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Let's start with something. I don't even know how to say this. Equally as pathetic, but not as well known.
Okay.
How's that?
All right.
This story broke this week. We have talked, I don't know how many times, about how, as far as dealing with this guy one-on-one, very nice. You talked about him just the other day, that you ran into him, super nice, couldn't have been nicer, always is, Mark Torian.
Yeah.
Bullet Boys.
The every time the guy sees me, he always comes up, gives me a big hug, pat on the back, gives you one of the bro pats on the back. Mm-hmm. Always good to see you, bro. I'm always happy when you're here. That's what he always tells me, and of course, he's been playing a lot with Dokken.
Right. Sure.
Because they share the same management or the same rep.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a tendency to group his bands together on the same packages.
Mm-hmm.
And Ira Black is in his band, and Ira and I, we have a very good friendship.
Sure.
You know, Ira's a good dude. He's very friendly, always, always nice to hang around. And the guy's got probably the most monumental hair in rock right now.
I was going to say, he's got some hair. He makes my hair look short.
He's got some hair. That guy is cousin it.
He really does have very long hair.
Yes, he does.
So are you even aware of this story at all or no?
I know.
Do you know what's coming?
No, I don't. I have not paid attention to any news this week at all, aside from the release of the Motley yesterday. And that was only brought to my attention by the lovely Taylor yesterday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. So
was she throwing up?
Oh yeah. She was not kind.
Yeah, I bet not. Well, we'll get there.
Yeah.
This might make you throw up as well.
Okay.
The Bullet Boys join forces with Songfest to give fans a chance to invest in re-recorded version of Smooth Up In Ya and a twist on I Know There's Something Going On. So now,
didn't he already do a re-record?
Yes.
I think we it was on one of those compilation records.
Yeah, it's like on Then and Now or something.
Yeah, so he already did a re-record of Smooth Up In Ya.
Yeah, well now you can invest in a new version.
And I Know There's Something Going On. Who is that? Is that the
Frida?
Oh, that one. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I know there's something going on.
Her post ABBA release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you excited?
Well, I don't get the investment. What do you get for this? I'm sure this is going to spell this out that if you throw some money this way there, but how much money does it take to record a song these days?
$50.
Yeah, I mean, with
seriously,
I mean, with Pro Tools and, you know, a couple of mics and you just set up and, I mean, hell, you could record that at Soundcheck.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because you got full access to almost a studio at Soundcheck. Yeah. So, you know, I know that some of these guys do have time to work out some new material at Soundcheck. Mm-hmm. You know, they usually get an hour to 90 minutes. And if they already know their set and they dial things in pretty quickly, use the rest of the time to knock out a recording.
How about do that song in Soundcheck? Exactly. It is your closer. It's not like you have to learn it.
Yeah, that's I find that that's strange. But again, I don't know the whole gist of this story. So that's what you're going to do here.
We'll get there. But before we get there, let's take a listen to the previous re-record that you didn't have to invest in so that you know the quality that you'll be investing in going forward. Okay.
All right.
So here's
this was a re-record on the Bullet Boys Greatest Hits.
Correct.
Shouldn't be the Bullet Boys Greatest Hit.
Hit. Well, they had what? THC Groove. Hang on, St. Christopher.
Money.
For the love of money, but that's not theirs.
But it was still a hit.
Yeah, it was a hit for them. Was Hard as a Rock a hit?
Sort maybe? Of. Yeah, minor.
Yeah, they had like five songs that people heard. I would say two legitimate hits, only one real big one. Which you can invest in. Don't judge yet.
And again, had it not been for the visual of MTV and the marketing of the Bullet Boys as the next Van Halen.
That's right.
Because, you know, we've covered this on the show that Mark at the time kind of was trying to cop that whole David Lee Roth look.
Right. Well, I don't want you judging quite yet because you might want to invest. And when I play this version, you may really want to invest just to make this version disappear. Okay. It's a real jewel. So here it is. This is Smooth Up In Ya. This is professionally recorded and released on an album.
Right.
I do want that to be clear. So this is what you can invest in, this kind of quality.
Is there any money behind this? Because that makes the difference in the quality of the
record. Well, but that's where you come in. You can come in and provide money so it doesn't come out like this again.
All right.
Look at Fuego in the chat. He's already getting his debit card out. Good for you, Fuego. Good for you. So let's check it out. This is a little bit of Smooth Up In Ya from the Bullet Boys Greatest Hits, the re-recorded version.
All right.
Should I play the re-recorded version or should I play the original first?
Well, play 30 seconds of the original and then play, you know, the re-record.
All right. Well, here's the original. Smooth Up In Ya! All right, so we all know that song.
Sure we do.
Cool song. Now let's play what they gave us the last time when they improved it with a re-recording. Obviously, it's an improvement, right?
Sure.
You wouldn't re-release a song unless it was better than the original, right?
No, why would you?
Of course not.
I mean, it's been here, done that already.
Right. So let's check out the re-recording. Smooth Up In Ya! We'll be right back. way better.
How can this become this? The hell if we know, but here's one from the Bullet Boys before they sounded like this.
So brutal. So brutal. Well, anyway, this is your chance, Neely.
Okay.
I'm going to pull this back up while I'm doing that. Get your credit card out.
I got it. I got my PayPal open.
All right, good. There we go. The Bullet Boys made a name for themselves with their loud guitars, boisterous vocals, and shredding solos. Now the band is blazing new trail as they join forces with Songfest, giving fans a chance to level up with an opportunity to invest in the music. They're giving you a chance, bro.
Wow.
This sounds really good.
I never thought this day would ever come.
Yeah, you were hoping.
Yeah, I'm going to be part of the inner circle now.
That's right. The band's current lineup features founding member Mark Torian, along with guitarist Ira Black, bassist Brad Lang, and drummer Fred Aching, teaming up with fan investment platform Songfest. The Bullet Boys offer music lovers the ability to purchase fractional royalty shares in two new recordings. Mellophiles who purchase various amounts of shares will unlock access to signed memorabilia, online experiences, and even a private acoustic concert.
Wow.
Look at that. Plus, you get royalties.
Yeah, but it has to get played somewhere that pays royalties.
I was going to say, if it's the greatest recording they've ever done of Smooth Up In Ya, how many plays is it going to get on Spotify? 10,000?
Yeah, and it does, and you know, Spotify doesn't pay anything. It pays like a fraction of a cent.
10,000 might make $800.
Yeah.
And if you get $800 and you've got a fraction of that.
Yeah. If you got, you know, I'm going to be generous here and say 1,000 people invest in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
You're going to get what?
80 cents.
60 cents or something.
Let's see here. We wanted to offer our fans more than just another t-shirt and poster, explains lead singer Torian. Bullet Boys fans have been inspiring us for over 35 years, and Smooth Up was the catalyst for all of their fandom. When we first engaged in the conversation with Songfest about our catalog, their CEO just said, "Empower your fans with ownership. They've earned it."
They've earned it. They've earned it. They've earned it to be able to shell out money. I've earned the privilege of being able to open my wallet and give you some.
So bad. In addition to a re-record of Smooth Up In Ya, Bullet Boys are also offering shares in their hard and heavy cover of Frida's 1982 hit, "I Know There's Something Going On," a song that reached number one in Belgium and Switzerland and peaked at number 13 on the U.S. charts.
Right.
So you're investing in the Bullet Boys cover of a song that was a mid-level hit.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Something that maybe a lot of people don't even remember because it's been so long ago. It's been over 40 years ago.
Well, there's a video of them performing it right here. Would you like to hear that?
Yeah, I would. I wasn't aware that they were actually playing this live.
I wasn't either, but we got to hear that now.
All right.
Let's hear this. All right.
This is episode.
Huh?
This is definitely one of those, we just filmed this, making it look like we're playing it live.
Yeah. Yeah, because this is just the teaser.
All right.
So it's already recorded.
Okay.
All right, let's see what this is sounding like. is Mark doing? What is that dance he's doing?
What I was trying to figure out is what that backdrop was. And
that's why, probably just whatever bar they were in that they shot this at.
I know. And why wouldn't they have their own logo on the drum kit?
Probably the local band that's open for them.
Trillion?
Trillions? Trillions Bar?
Okay.
Maybe they sponsored. Maybe Trillion is the sponsor of this
video. I don't know. I would just think that, you know, it would have the Bullet Boys backdrop.
Why would you think that?
All right. All right.
Good point, Fuego. Good point. Holy smokes.
The swishy dance.
Well, they're coming in now.
Yep.
Trillion is the headliner.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
That's, oh, boy.
That's certainly interesting.
That is just terrible.
Why would you see again? Everything is about branding these days.
Yeah.
Why would you put that out without your brand on it?
I don't know.
See, I don't get that. It's just like if it's Bullet Boys, why don't you clearly make it that it's Bullet Boys? Because if you weren't, say, familiar with Bullet Boys,
yeah,
and you ran across this, you'd go, "Who? What is this?
Mm-hmm.
Is this Trillion?"
Ah, Trillion.
Is this Trillion doing the cover of, I don't know, is that a cover? Is this an original? I'm too young to even know that there was a song like this 42 years ago.
Yeah, I know that Smooth Up In You song from Guitar Hero when I was a kid, but I don't know who sings it. It must be Trillion.
Yeah, it could be. Who knew?
All right, let me read more of this because... You got your PayPal password in yet?
I do. I'm ready to type in an amount now.
All right, there we go. I have been a longtime fan of ABBA and singer Frida and have always wanted to cover and put out our twist on the song, shares Torian.
Well, why didn't you? How hard is it to record and put out a song? I mean, seriously, in today's day and age, anybody could record.
Yeah, well, I mean, Torian's done other songs.
Yeah, anybody can record. It doesn't take anything these days. All you got to do is have a copy of Audacity, which is a free recording. I mean, even if at that cheap.
Yeah.
You know, you could go that route if you don't have Pro Tools or something like that. You could still do a recording.
That's right. I mean, Torian, I mean, this guy is a noted cover band expert, as I'm sure you're aware.
Right.
I mean, who could forget this cover?
The Faithfully song.
Who could forget this?
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless hearts sleep alone tonight. Sending all my love along the wire. They say that there ain't no place to start a family.
He is good. I got to find the one part, though, where he goes for the high note.
It's right at the end.
Yeah, I'm looking.
There we go.
Oh. so good. I feel the magic.
I do. Man.
Ready to invest.
Steve Perry, move over.
Get the fuck out of here. Why aren't they doing that instead of stupid Frida? That would be much better. let's see here. Phil Collins produced the original song. I wanted to stay true to its drum sound and style. I feel like I achieved this in the production, and in the end, we also made it sound like a modern Bullet Boys song, says Black. Get a taste of their version down below, which we did. Fans can secure reserve song shares at this location. Let's click that. All right. Let's get to the... I'm not leaving. What are you talking about? It said click this before you leave. I'm not leaving. I'm investing.
Right.
Oh, look at this. Reserve your Bullet Boys song shares. Smooth up in you, and I want to know what's going on. Song shares are at VIP auction now. All right. Should we click through some of these? So you could get two shares and a signed photo. Would you like to try that?
Yeah, what does that cost?
Let's see what that'll run me. $60.
$60?
$60. That seems like a steal, doesn't it?
It is a steal.
That seems very cheap. How about 5+ shares plus an online chat with the band? Signed photo and a digital certificate of authenticity.
Wow. So you mean your other shares aren't?
Oh, no, they had that too. They had that too.
All right, I just... checking.
Would you like that? Now, this is just for smooth up in you. Yeah, 5 shares.
Online chat.
Great. Here we go. Well, the current bid's only $60 for that, too.
All right.
I guess everything, but they probably don't have one fucking bidder. About 100 shares, an acoustic house concert.
I mean, if you're going to show your faith in something, you might as well go all in.
Yeah, well, let's go all in. 100 shares, you get a 20-minute acoustic house concert by the band, access to the online group Q&A, signed Bullet Boys photo, and a digital certificate of authenticity.
Hey.
Look, you can start the bidding at $60.
All right.
I wish I could
get in. So this is a bid thing?
Yeah, it's an auction.
Oh, it's an auction. Okay. All right.
Royalties paid per unit, 0.
All right.
So basically you auction, and if you bid, there's 3 days, 20 hours, 57 minutes and 36 seconds left. If you bid on it, so maybe we should bid $60 for the 100.
When does this start?
It started. It ends in 3 days.
Oh.
Everybody better get over here.
Let's see. Does it end up Wednesday or Tuesday?
3 hours, 20 minutes, 57 seconds. Or 3 hours, 3 days, 20 hours, 57 minutes from now.
All right. So it ends on Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Seems like a steal to me.
If you were doing the Seth Williams show, wouldn't it be interesting to just say, we're going to check a current auction right now.
Yes, we might have to do that Wednesday.
If it's still going on when you're doing the Seth Williams show on Wednesday.
Look, I might have to ask Tom Snyder if he wants to get in on an investment to the Bullet Boys Smooth Up In You song. What's funny is you think I wouldn't ask. I know you know I would ask him that.
Sure, why not?
Dude, I know it's great investment.
You're into music and everything.
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to invest in the Bullet Boys?
Invest in another artist.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to do that? So there you have it, dude. The Bullet Boys via Songvest. You can invest in their two songs, and you can get royalties from it. Doesn't that sound awesome?
Sounds great.
Are you excited about that? Sounds like good things are happening in the world of the Bullet Boys, doesn't it?
Telling you. So when did this start?
Last week sometime.
All right.
Last week's when I saw it.
So they've got no
response. Nobody's gonna do this.
No bidders at all.
Who's gonna do this?
Well, we didn't even look at the Frida one.
Oh, we can go back.
Let's see if somebody, you know, bought into that one, cover.
I guarantee you they haven't, but we can check. Let's go to, here's Frida, 100 shares. That's only $50.
Well, it's not as good as the Bullet Boys.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, ABBA. It's an ABBA song.
Yeah, but that's only one quarter of ABBA.
Yeah.
That's good.
True. Good point. Are the Bullet Boys on the New York Stock Exchange?
Yeah, it could be a penny stock. Could be the over-the-counter stock.
That's right. Big Roger, bidding must be hot. Everything at $60.
Yeah.
Oh, so Frida, only $50.
Okay.
A mere 110, you can get involved in both. You get, from the looks of it, you can get 110 shares for $110.
You know what? I should just check that out on Wednesday, and if there's no takers, I should be the only bidder.
Just bid $5. Oh no, you can't. The current bid is 50.
Yeah, but I should just buy the top one of the.
Oh bowl. Yeah, you should.
And then when I see Mark, I'm your only bidder.
Yeah.
Where's that free concert? Fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. Come to the CMS studio, pal. You're doing that acoustic show on a Saturday night. Now that might, dude, quite honestly, if you could get the Bullet Boys to come to your house and do a 20-minute concert for $50, now that seems worth it.
Sure.
That might be worth $100.
Yeah.
Not more, but.
It would cost them more to get here than what I invested.
That's what I'm saying.
So funny.
But it would be great if he did.
Yeah, sure.
Why do I think this would be one of those times that Mark doesn't honor his commitment? Somehow I think
I paid hard cash money for this privilege.
That's right.
Because I earned it, God damn it. At least that's what their press release said.
That's right.
I earned it.
100 shares, $50.
Yeah.
You should. You should really, but you got to wait till right at the end of it, too.
That's what I'm saying. Just keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Get right at the end, be, you know, throw the 110 at it and get both songs.
10 seconds before it ends.
Yeah.
Get both songs.
I'm your only bidder.
Yeah. You owe me a 40 minute show. That would be funny.
That would be funny.
That'd be great.
And I would be, and I would do that.
Hell yeah. For $100. That's totally worth it. Too funny. Well, there you have it. That's the Bullet Boys. They're hard at work, dude.
Yes.
Hard at work.
I see that.
All right. I'll give you a choice here.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk about, I'll give you three choices. A new band from Jeff Waters of Annihilator, a new band from Kurt Vanderhoof, or a new album from Hammerfall?
Hmm. Well, I like all three. Being a metal church guy, I'm going to have to go with the Vanderhoof.
All right. Kurt Vanderhoof has a new band with, I'm just going to say it, I like Kurt Vanderhoof. The name of this band is absolutely terrifically terrible.
Presto Ballet.
Way worse than that. Hall of Flame. That is a bad name of a band.
Okay.
Hall of Flame. That being said, I think I like the music. so I'm not going to shit on him too much here.
It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Well, it is rock. That's what's different about this. This is definitely not metal.
Right. So it's more like classic rock?
Yeah, it's AC/DC-ish, all right, I guess.
All right. Well, it is called 1974.
Yeah. So Jackal will like it.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is definitely the last year that they made 8-tracks for Jackal's gremlin.
That's right. I'm sure they'll probably put this out on 8-track just for guys like Jim. Put out a reel-to-reel just for Jim, the exclusive.
Right.
Exclusive tape reel.
Sure.
All right, so let's check it out. This is new Kurt Vanderhoof band, Hall of Flame, with 1974. Hall
of Flame. It's not of, it's a
flame. A flame.
A flame.
It's like your hall is a flame.
Yes.
The name is terrible.
All right.
I wish Vanderhoof would have come up with a better name than that, but whatever. We'll try it.
Okay.
Let's check it out. This is 1970.
Maybe it's a tongue-in-cheek thing.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, let's check it out and see what you think. Maybe. There it goes. Yeah. Jim already likes it because he has that TV.
And it's got the Rock'em Sock'em robots.
That's right, which I'm sure Jim is playing right now while he watches this.
He knocked my block off.
Damn it.
Remember you punch that guy?
I do. And his head popped up.
Right. He knocked my block off.
Damn it. All right, let's check out some Hall of Flame.
Who is that, Christina Applegate?
I don't know. It's her mom. Here we go. It was the summer of 69.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That is exactly the same thing I was thinking.
Yeah, it's a little faster, but it's the same song.
This bassist is wearing an Evel Knievel shirt.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
No, this. Look at this guy. He's wearing an I'm Just a Bill. Where'd they get that shirt from? Remember those?
Yeah, Capitol Hill.
And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
I'm just a bill.
And soon I'll be a law.
Right. Junction, what's your function?
Putting up words and phrases and clauses. I remember all that bullshit.
I do too. That's pretty damn good.
All right, let's play a little more of this.
I like it.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm digging it.
Just that whole throwback nostalgia thing. It's just kind of fun.
I don't think Vanderhoof's doing this to, you know, recreate the musical world or anything. I think he's just doing it to have some fun.
Yeah, and glad to see he's taking good care of his back that canceled this whole tour.
Well, you know, maybe he shot this before the back surgery.
Could be.
Could be. Who knows? But, all right, let's check it out.
Thoughts were a way of life right out in the front yard. It cost too much, play kickball, kick the can, and even cards. My buddy had a YZ-125 doing wheelies down my street. I had a paper route that kept me in clothes and shoes upon my feet. And that's what life was like in '74.
All right, this guy does not look like he's in a band.
Well, I noticed none of those kids were wearing helmets and pads and stuff while they rode those bikes.
No.
Well, they had those jump ramps set up.
1974.
Yeah, we were doing that, man. We were doing the exact same thing, riding our wheelies on our Stingray bicycles,
right?
With the banana seats.
And you took you took the forks off of your bike and added a second set of forks so you could have like a chopper.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh did hell yeah.
Stuff. Did all that stuff.
Sure.
This guy doesn't look like he did it. This guy looks like an assistant fucking.
He's an assistant principal at the local high school.
The junior high. Yeah. Just, ugh. He's looking a tad weird. But, all right, well, whatever. I don't know what he looks like.
He wants to know if that singer has false teeth.
That singer looks like a fat Jeff Keith. He looks like, and I guess I shouldn't call him fat. I should say that Jeff Keith looks like a skinny version of this guy.
Right.
Because this guy's not fat. But Jeff Keith is like bone skinny.
Yeah, it's super skinny.
Yeah. But this guy, don't you think this guy sort of looks like Jeff Keith?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, let's play a little more of this. And there's another song we could try too.
Yeah. I'm liking this song though, just for the nostalgia feel of it.
Yeah, I dig this. It's not bad.
Because I can relate to all this shit.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right, here we go.
Went outdoors, playing on the slip and slide.
Yeah. Then played hide and seek. Hell yeah.
We're watching this through a kaleidoscope. Got that whole kaleidoscope effect going on.
Anthony Carollo. Look at, boy, people don't like this at all.
This is terrible. I like it. Well, maybe they don't relate. I don't know.
Sounds like there's no drunk idiots here. I can't relate to this.
I don't know. I find it fun.
Yeah, it's just
kind of a fun tune. I like the video. I think it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's just a throwback song. Well, let's hear another throwback
song. I know. This isn't Steel Panther 1987.
Yeah. You know, meanwhile, Sal's requesting Firehouse for fuck's sake. Oh, because CJ died. We got to play it. Yeah. Shut up.
All right. Let's see the next one real quick.
All right. Let me see if I can't find the next one. Where is it at? Hall of Flame. Here we go. Open the link. All right. This one is called The Same Gutter.
Okay.
So let me get to that screen. The Same Gutter. Here we go. Let's try this out.
All right.
I could tell Sal already likes this one a lot more because there's so, beer drinking.
Well, not only that, but it sounds like AC/DC. It's kind of an AC/DC kind of type of song.
Right. Sal's all in on this already. I could tell. He's like, oh, beer. It's the best song ever. All right, here we go. Matt Wardlaw. Did the bass player just come off a hike of Mount St. Helens or something? I mean, holy shit. What's up with you there, fucking Jimbo Jack or whatever your name is there? Jesus. Looks like he's climbing trees or some shit.
Yeah, funny.
All right. Let's get back to this. This is...
it's kind of like Arnel Panetta looking like he just came off the ski slopes.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy looking, but... All right, well, let's get back to Matt Wardlaw and friends here with the same gutter. It's Hall of Flame. Check right. It out. Money can't buy a future, but I got mine in hand. Steady and ready, time to the music. All I gotta do is play. You have all the answers. I like this.
Yeah, it's kind of cultish.
Yeah, it's just
it's got that cult, you know, kind of like Wildflower.
All right, don't make me hate it. Don't make me hate it. It's just straight up rock.
Yeah,
I like it. I'm good.
Yep, got chubby chicks with tattoos, and you know, got fast cars in the background.
That's right, beer drinking. This is just got a little of everything for everybody.
This is blue collar man music.
That's right. No swishy faggots in this video, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. You want a little more of this or you want to move on?
That's good. That's good.
All right. Well, there you have it. That is Hall of Flame.
All right.
Like I said, absolutely horrendous band name, but pretty just fucking fun. Good music.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, just fun music.
Not groundbreaking. It's not, you know, over the top. It's just kind of fun.
Yeah, just good. I'm good, digging.
It's just kind of feel good, up tempo, just fun music.
Yeah, not bad at all. Let's see. Do I want to go to the Motley quite yet? Or should we go to the Jeff Waters? I only have one song from the Jeff Waters.
All right, let's do Jeff Waters. Why not?
All right. Jeff Waters has a new band.
Okay.
Also in the rock world, he's getting out of his thrash ways. This one is called American Chaos, or that's the band name. And the song is called, I think, My Little Devil. I think. It's either My Little Devil or Armageddon Boogie. I'm not positive. You'll see when you see the graphic.
All right.
So there's the graphic. American Chaos is definitely the band, but is the album Armageddon Boogie and the song My Little Devil? Is that what we're taking away from it?
I think the band is American Chaos.
No, the band is American Chaos. We know that. Yeah. Is the song My Little Devil or is it American or Armageddon Boogie?
Maybe that's the name of the album.
I think that's the name of the album. But
yeah, Armageddon Boogie.
All right.
So the album, and this song is called My Little Devil.
Well, let's check out My Little Devil. It is new American Chaos, brand new stuff from Jeff Waters of Annihilator. Let's check this out. Well, Badlands for you.
Yeah.
Little devil.
I dig it.
I do too. It's got Badlands with an undertone of Hell's Bells.
Yeah,
with,
maybe a little Doc and Dream Warriors in there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything going on in that song.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm trying to place the vocal. That vocal just sounds. Yeah.
Sounds like the guy from The Four Horsemen.
Yeah, something like that. Rocking is my business.
My business is good.
Yeah, something like that.
Play a little
like
more of this.
This is good. I like this.
It's not bad.
It's like I said, it's kind of Badlandy, AC/DC.
Yeah.
You know, kind of in that vein. I like it.
That's right. All right, here we go. Wanted this, I gave her that. She said she will.
It does sound like that.
It is. It's right in there. All right, this is where I love Sal, but come on, he's no Jake. First of all, I'm not saying he's better or worse than Jakey Lee, but to try and denigrate Jeff Waters as a guitar player, I think you might need to learn a little bit about Jeff Waters there, Sal. Jeff Waters is, in my opinion, is probably a better player than Jakey Lee.
Yeah, I would agree.
Jeff Waters is an incredible player.
Yeah, and he's a different player than Jakey Lee too. He's certainly not the same style at all.
No, he's.
But I like this.
I like this too. I love Annihilator. This ain't Annihilator. This is definitely rock, but it's good. So, you want a little more of this, or?
Yeah, I do. I like the it's got almost like a dark evil undertone to that guitar song. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. A little more of this. It's right. American Chaos. I'm glad to see we've got Eddie Trunks listeners listening tonight. Jesus Christ. Dakota, never heard of Jeff Waters.
Never heard of Jeff Waters.
Jesus. Okay. Try an album called Never Neverland by Annihilator. This guy is every bit as good as Dave Mustaine. A lot of people say that they are the Canadian Megadeth.
Yeah.
And Sal, come on, Sal. Is this John Waters from Pink Floyd? There is no John Waters in Pink Floyd. That's Roger Waters.
John Waters?
John Waters. Seriously, Sal. John Waters of Pink Floyd.
W-A-T-T-E-R-S.
F-L-O-R-Y-D. Floyd. Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd's own John Waters. You know who else is good in that band? Fred Gilmore.
Yeah, exactly.
Fred Gilmore's pretty good.
Wasn't he part of the Gilmore Girls?
Yeah, remember him? Remember that other guy, Jerry Mason? Remember him? Jesus, really, Sal? Yeah, good. Alice in Hell. Yes. Annihilator is awesome. Is John Waters a movie director? Sal's getting rightly destroyed on this one.
Of course.
John Waters of Pink Floyd. Oh, my God.
That's hysterical.
Holy shit.
All right. So I'm digging this. Like it.
I like it too. So check it out, people. American Chaos. Apparently the album is going to be called Armageddon Boogie. And that was My Little Devil. So,
all right. Very good.
All right. Well, let's get to the crescendo. All right.
Let's get to the elephant in the room.
Let's get to the meat and potatoes of tonight's show. Now, you have you not heard the song at all?
No, I did. Yesterday morning, okay. I was on my way to work at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I get this random text to pop up
right
on my phone.
Okay.
And it says, new Motley Crue dropped today, and it's shite. I'm sure Tim James will think it's the bee's knees.
The bee's knees.
There's a video game that looks better than this music video. Lazy ass AI bullshit.
I agree with that too.
So that's Taylor's assessment of the new Motley song.
My assessment is I'm wondering if the song itself is an AI.
Yeah. I thought it was a lost track from Generation Swine.
Ugh, I think it should have stayed lost if it was.
I noticed that they're using the Generation Swine pig mask in the video.
Yeah, that's great. Wonderful. Yeah, they're so shocking. It's like, just fucking stop. It's over. Just go out, play the hits tour. That's all anybody wants to hear. Nobody wants to hear a new Motley Crue song. Is there anybody clamoring for this?
Not that I'm aware of.
You know, nobody wanted to hear when they did fucking Material Girl or whatever, Like a Virgin, whatever it was, the Madonna song. Nobody wanted to hear the song with Post Malone. You guys are old. Live in your age. You fucking stink. Ugh. All right, let's check this out. This is Motley Crue, Dogs of War, the new single. That they said was gonna reinvent Motley Crue.
Yeah, it's gonna blow the roof off the place.
Yeah. It does all right.
It blew all right.
It blows all right, big time. All right, here we go. Motley Crue, Dogs of War. Might have been the best thing that could have happened to this song.
How are they going to survive that crash?
I don't know.
How are they going to survive?
It's amazing. Yeah, good point, J. Rad. Good point.
I was saying that to Taylor. I said, Vince only wishes he were that skinny.
Yeah, I was going to say, what? He must have paid half price for the Vince AI.
Yeah. I wonder how Holiday Inn feels about them ripping off their sign and their logo.
I know. The Motley Hotel, the Motley Motel. Fantastic. Ugh. All right, here's more of this jewel.
Now, Motley Poo.
Motley Poo. That's pretty good.
Motley Crue is devil music.
What year is this?
Is this the Westboro Baptist Church?
I guess it is. From is that 40 years ago.
Who does it say bang my wife twice?
Tommy Lee.
That's hysterical.
This is just awful.
Glad to see the Swedes and the pigs are getting along together.
They are. Everybody loving this song.
Holy shit.
So fucking terrible.
What is with this video? I don't get it. Hair metal? What does it say in the back? Hair metal something?
Probably hair metal sucks or something. Motley Crue's devil music. Ugh.
So this is the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
And why are they picketing out in front of a church?
Well, at least this guy got it right with Motley Poo. He's dead on that one.
Right.
Jesus.
All right.
All right, here's more. The best part of the video.
So now they're zombies?
Yeah, now they're zombies because they crashed in that plane.
Right. Okay, now they're zombies.
Stop it, Skippy. Stop it.
The video is actually cool.
No, it is not. The video is ridiculously dumb. Ugh. All right, here we go. Oh. How bad is this song going to be live?
I mean, there's really nothing to it.
I know, but it's barely good now.
Yeah.
In fact, it's not good now. How bad is it going to be when you add in Vince's real voice to it?
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out how John 5 is floating around in the air. How does that work? How does that?
Because his skills are so good that it elevates him off the ground.
I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
it's atrocious.
Atrocious. This is horrid. This song is pretty shitty.
Down, 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 down. That's mostly the words of the song.
Yeah. It's just dumb, 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 dumb. Yeah, this is. Here's the question. Is this the way Crue's going to go now? Are they going to go Avatar as well?
I don't know.
I mean, could see it.
If there's any money in there involved, sure, why not?
I could see them just being the first step to doing it, setting up the avatars. Oof, so bad. All right, a little more. That would have been the best outcome if they were all in urns. That was terrible.
So how many unique words are in the song?
Well, there's down. And bastards. Then down.
Don't let the bastards. No, unique. Unique individual words. How many unique individual words?
Well, there's down.
There's 12. There's
and like then there's 12. Down.
No, that's.
I know. I'm fucking around.
But it's down, bastards, down. Get you down, bastards, yeah. down, don't let those bastards get you down. I mean, mm-hmm.
It's awful.
I bet you there's a dozen unique words in that song.
Probably.
Total.
It's just junk. Keeping the rock alive, see?
All right.
I've shit turds better than this.
All right. All right. Well, that's what you get from Motley.
Fantastic. Can't wait for the tour now. Can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, you could say what you want about Steven Piercy, whether you like him or not. At least he records new songs, and they sound like Steven Piercy. Yeah. You know, it's not just some repeat song.
No, that's true. And when he did stuff that didn't sound like him, he renamed it. It was Vertex. It wasn't Rat. It was something different. So, yeah, that just, whoosh.
Yikes.
Very awful. So anyway, there you go. Motley Crue, Dogs of War.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Worth the listen, I guess. It's terrible. All right.
Well, how about you pick a song when Motley was good?
Okay.
Since you were a Motley fan as a younger person, what song stands out for you that you like that you I actually like that song. When before you had an opinion about them.
Yeah. Oh, geez. All right, I'll piss everybody off and go from another album that everybody hates, but I like. Let's go with Raise Your Hands to Rock from Theater Pain.
Okay.
You raise your hands to rock. Another lyrical gem.
All right. Well, we'll play a few tunes. We'll come back and get into the sponsored portion of the CMS. So from the 1985 release Theater of Pain, it is the Motley Crue whose songs are hummable with Raise Your Hands to Rock exclusively here.
On your classic metal show.
The Classic Metal Show and Chris Aiken Presents are proud to call Rumble our official video platform. No more being censored by fucking YouTube and other big tech platforms. All segments of The Classic Metal Show and Chris Aiken Presents are available now on our Rumble channel. follow our channel at www.rumble.com/C/CMS. Want it on your TV? Just install the Rumble app on your Roku, Amazon, Apple devices, and most smart TVs. We have the other shitty platforms for the lazy people, but why watch it censored when you can see our shows the way they were meant to be presented? Subscribe at www.rumble.com/C/CMS or search The Classic Metal Show on the Rumble app. Let's go!